So I have an interesting thought for all of us to kind of dwell on today as a great evidence for, for Christians and non-Christians to ponder. Evidence is always one of the biggest things why people don't want to believe or can't believe, because evidence, blah, 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 even though there's overwhelming evidence in a multitude of ways, there's a very clear one. So in the Bible, they talk much about Baal, B-A-A-L, which strictly just means Lord or many lords. There's not technically just one Baal. Baal just means kind of whatever your god you wanted to be. Baal, though, the religion that was created at that time was basically, it was sex. Baal was the power behind all sexual relations. And when you had sex, Baal was part of that. So it's basically like your worship was sex with a temple prostitute, which incidentally they were the priest women. They were considered holy women because they were performing the acts of their god. Temple prostitutes basically is what they were. So, and a lot of us have heard this, or at least have heard the god Baal, and we've heard, you know, this way of worship for these people, at least if you've been to church enough. But have we thought about how much evidence that is, that there's something wrong with relying on kind of going whatever after your flesh wants? The religion that encourages you to have sex with whomever, whenever, and commissions as a good thing to go to the temple and have sex with the temple prostitute didn't last? Sex, which is a driving force, the second biggest driving force in the entire world, that's your god, and that's your what's supposed to be the ultimate form of worship to your god. You mean that religion didn't last? Why not? If the world truly thought and believed that, you know, whatever would do, whatever makes you happy, I mean, that sounds like a pretty no-brainer to me. Why would you not go to that religion? Why did everyone not cross over to that religion? Because that seems like a real obvious winner, right? Get to go have sex as much as I want with whomever I want. Well, if anybody has a past like mine, they very much understand when I say this, that doing whatever you want with whomever you want gets old real fast. So you're looking for more new and exciting ways and new challenges, and that's how you get a freaky world that are into some really weird, dark things, because it's just not satisfying anymore. They have to go more, and they have to go, the norm doesn't excite them anymore. So there's just this plain and simple fact that this religion, which is technically still a religion, just people aren't considering it an act of worship as they go whoring themselves around everywhere, but it very much is still prominent. But you think as an official religion, that thing would have just caught fire and been the religion of the world. So the fact that that's not, and it's not something we hear about, there's no congregating masses. Well, not that we know of, there probably is little ones, but they're not, it's not the mass church worship service on Sunday mornings to meet and have sex for worship. So I think things like that, it's interesting to, we need to start pulling those earthly evidences from these biblical stories, from just what we see in our daily lives, and using that to the glory of God to see, like, look at these joys and these pleasures aren't lasting. Our flesh is junk. And the fact that we're not satisfied with the things on this earth means that we were probably meant for another world, right? And this is a good thing to preach to non-believers. So we need to be looking outside of ourselves, outside of this world, to the one thing that can make us truly happy and at peace and filled with joy and eternal hope. And that is only Christ.